From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. The White House says Russia has isolated and endangered itself by carrying out airstrikes in Syria. Speaking Thursday to reporters, White House spokesman Josh Earnest accused Russia of conducting indiscriminate military operations against Syrian opposition groups, some of whom are allied to the United States. Earnest said Washington believes that Russian intervention will prolong Syria's sectarian conflict and put Russia at risk of being drawn more deeply into the fighting. Russia began bombing raids against what it calls terrorist targets in Syria on Wednesday, saying it wants to support the country's pro-Russian president, Bashar al-Assad. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has issued a strong condemnation of the deal between Iran and major world powers aimed at curbing Tehran's nuclear program. In a speech to the UN General Assembly on Thursday in New York, Netanyahu acknowledged that the deal does place several constraints on the Iranian nuclear program, but the catch, he said, is that the most important of those constraints will be lifted in 10 to 15 years, no matter how Iran behaves.
I know that some well-intentioned people sincerely believe that this deal is the best way to block Iran's path to the bomb. But one of history's most important yet least learned lessons is this: the best intentions don't prevent the worst outcomes.
Israel has repeatedly warned that it's prepared to use force to prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear arms, something Israel sees as a threat to its existence. You're listening to VOA News. U.S. police say a gunman has killed at least 10 people and wounded more than 20 at a community college in the U.S. Pacific Coast state of Oregon. Two of the victims in Thursday's shooting died after they were transported to a hospital. The shooting happened in the science building of Umpqua Community College in Roseburg after classes had started Thursday morning. Police say they apprehended a person who they believe to be the shooter, a male in his 20s. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Joaquin gained strength as it passed over the Bahamas on Thursday, making it an extremely dangerous Category 4 storm. Joaquin has sustained winds of 205 kilometers an hour. It caused heavy rains, minor flooding, and a significant storm surge as it approached the lightly populated central and eastern islands of the Bahamas. It is the third hurricane of the 2015 Atlantic season. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani says his forces have retaken the northern city of Kunduz from the Taliban. Ayaz Gul reports from VOA's South Asia Bureau in neighboring Pakistan.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani told a nationally televised news conference late Thursday an overnight counteroffensive by Afghan forces drove the Taliban out of Kunduz, and efforts are underway to restore complete normalcy to the northern city. Ghani said residents of Kunduz and the people of Afghanistan began their day with the good news their security forces had successfully accomplished the mission and recaptured the city. The president said, fortunately, security forces did not suffer any fatalities, but inflicted heavy casualties on the enemy during clearing operations. Local media reported clashes between Taliban insurgents and Afghan security forces in and around Kunduz late Thursday. A Taliban spokesman said militants retreated from parts of the city so they could encircle Afghan forces. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
The general behind last month's failed coup in Burkina Faso has surrendered to the country's transitional government. General Gilbert Diendere turned himself in on Thursday after negotiations with officials in the capital, Ouagadougou. VOA's French to Africa service reports that Diendere received assurances that he would not be killed and that he and other soldiers who took part in the September 16th coup will receive a fair trial. Diendere was reported to be hiding in the Vatican embassy on Wednesday, a day after Burkina Faso's army moved to disarm the RSP, the former presidential guard unit that the general led. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.